Nolte, NBC's top anchors hallucinate that Trump didn't mention State of Our Union. By John Nolte on February 5, 2020. In today's edition of If They're Willing to Lie About the Little Things, Breitbart News is proud to present the fake news leaders at NBC falsely claiming President Trump said nothing about the State of Our Union. You see, it's custom for the president to remark on the strong State of Our Union during his annual State of the Union address. But in this clip, you will hear what appears to be NBC's very first reaction to Trump's speech, and it is the easily provable lie that Trump failed to mention a word about the State of Our Union. Savannah Guthrie, usually in these addresses, the president at some point says, "The State of the Union is strong. Did I miss that?" She strikes me as someone who misses a lot. Lester Holt, "I don't think that was part of his remarks." Guthrie, "It wasn't the traditional." Chuck Todd, "Well, before I comment, give me a second to get my facts straight with a quick Control plus F search of my digital copy of the president's speech, which I uploaded right here to my phone to ensure I don't mislead our viewers. You see, accuracy and integrity mean something to me. Lololol." Chuck Todd never said that, silly. Instead he said, "Todd, that's what I mean when I say it really wasn't meant to be, given what it turned into, a speech. It's a long way away from W? T? F? It's right here in the transcript, right here in the fifth paragraph. I am thrilled to report to you tonight that our economy is the best it has ever been. Our military is completely rebuilt, with its power being unmatched anywhere in the world, and it is not even close. Our borders are secure. Our families are flourishing. Our values are renewed. Our pride is restored. And for all these reasons, I say to the people of our great country, and to the members of Congress before me, the State of Our Union is stronger than ever before." Why are the media so broken, so irreparably broken? Their insipid analysis opens with an easily verifiable falsehood. So broken, that even with three of them sitting there, all three get it exactly wrong? Hate's a hell of a drug. And where were the producers, you know, the people with all the information who shout in these blow-dried bubbleheads' ears? Control plus F is not difficult. It takes a half second. We all know how to do it. Believe me, Control plus F has saved my bacon more than once. Granted, I'm not live on the air, but I do radio all the time and I've been known to vamp in order to buy time to do a little DuckDuckGo. These are supposed to be the pros. These are supposed to be the experts, the superior analysts, the smart set so necessary to the health of our democracy. They are paid millions of dollars to explain to us rubes what us rubes just saw. And what's their very first insight out of the gate? Fake news. You see, it all comes down to narrative. If the media got to make shit up to fit the narrative, the media are going to make shit up to fit the narrative. And what's the narrative here? Trump's not normal. We in the media spent 3 years spreading a Russia conspiracy theory, but it's Trump who's not normal. Trump's violating all our precious norms. We in the media spent 2 days assassinating the character of an innocent 16-year-old Catholic boy guilty of nothing more than showing some poise, but it's Trump who's violating all our precious norms. You can see how excited Todd was to use this fake news to launch into whatever his narrative for the night was going to be. That's what I mean when I say it really wasn't meant to be. In other words, thank you Savannah and Lester for that fake news that proves my theory about what Trump's speech really was about. I can't tell you what Todd's narrative was. I'm so over and done with the political media's post-game analysis. As soon as Trump was finished, I went back watching my 4K Blu-ray of John Wayne's Green Berets. The media are not only dishonest, they are utterly useless. All I'm really saying, though, is that if they are willing to lie to everyone about the little things, imagine the effort that goes into misleading us about things that actually matter. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.